Flaubert dug a tiny paws into his broad apron pocket, searching for more nuts. Her grandad usually carried a goodly supply.
Have you been here forever and a day, grandad?
Smiling, he shook his great spiked head.
Deary me, no. Though I've been an abbey beast longer than most, save for old Craigor.
Egbert joined his sister in rummaging in the apron pocket.
Old Craigor the badger, mum? How long's she been here, grandad?
Drog pondered the question, chewing the milky sap from a grass stalk.
Let me see. Craigor is what they call the last of the old uns. I think she's old in some of the trees hereabouts. Great warrior she was, but blinded in some ancient battle. Brother Hoban, the recorder, says that Craigor has outlived two abbesses, Tansy and Song, both long gone. He says that she knew Arvin the Champion and my great-grandog, Gergan Spearback, many seasons afore I was born. So, figure it out yourself. How old do you think Craigor is?
Egbert's eyes grew wide as he tried to calculate the answer in hedgehog manner by counting on his head spikes.
Whoa, she must be 11,000 seasons old.
Drog allowed them to find the rest of his candied chestnut supply before he rose slowly.
Aye, at least that much I'd say. I gotta go now and broach a barrel of October ale for the councillor's meeting tonight. You Dibbon, stay out of trouble and don't go getting those nice clean smocks muddied up, or your mum'll dust your spikes with an oven paddle. Why don't you go and see if there be any news of forlorn Otter Mum's babe? But mind, don't make a nuisance of yourselves. See you anon.
Both Dibbons giggled at the idea of the mother spanking them with an oven paddle. She was far too gentle. Being sent early to bed was the limit of punishment for Redwall babes. When Drog had departed, they clambered from the wheelbarrow and ran squeaking and jumping into the orchard. A tiny mole was exploring a clump of bilberry stalks, searching among the pink globe-shaped blossoms. Waving a pudgy digging claw in greeting, he called out in the quaint mole accent.
Brr! Good day to ye. Them bilbies ain't a-growed yet. Take me time, they bees.
My mum says you get tummy ache from eating bilberries afore midsummer.
Flaubert commented sagely. Gundil, the Dibbon mole, flicked his stubby tail scornfully.
My mum says he same thing, but I likes bilbies, even if I do gets tumbly ache.
He ambled out of the bilberry clump and shrugged.
Baitin' on there, though. Where us'ns be a-goin'?
Egbert pointed toward the abbey.
We're going to see if Philo and Ottomum's new baby be a-born yet. Come on.